No,
well,
he's
slide.
He's skiing.
Ah, there you go. Something like that.
You know, as you guys kind of go along here and win games, you're figuring out different ways to win. I mean, how important is that? You win by six, scoring six goals, now it's like, you know, overtime games and tight games. Is that important as you guys go along, just to kind of figure out whatever it takes in each game?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's nice to have that memory bank of how we played. But, you know, for the most part, we're playing the same. It's just sometimes you catch some breaks and they end up in the net, and then sometimes it's a game like tonight where, like, it didn't look like anyone was going to score, right? I mean, both teams are playing hard, and that's a heavy, big hockey club that it was tough to get to the net. So, yeah, it was a great game. Obviously, we were excited about, you know, the outcome.
14, what was the mood on the bench? You guys give up the extra attack or goal with a minute to go. What kind of response did you see from the group there?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. No. It. Nothing. There was no. There's no panic. They. Nobody yelling. Nobody shouting. It was just, you know, it happened. They. We got stuck in our zone. We didn't clear the puck a couple of times, and, you know, it. It went in our net. It. But yeah. No. We've talked about the group in there and the leadership, and not losing our composure in those areas, and they proved that again here tonight.
That play with the offside review, just how important the job of the video coach to catch that. You guys were talking about that for a long time too. What was the process there that you decided finally to go after that?
Yeah, the guys were radioing down, and Aaron and Dan did a fantastic job in there. They, you know, nobody sees them, but they're the ones chopping the games up and making those calls. And, you know, Bowler and Nicky are upstairs too with input. So, yeah, it's, you guys have heard us talk about our team, our coaching team, and that's what we are. But those guys did a fantastic job with that call. We almost didn't get it in because the angle was, it was so tight. But actually, Aaron was yelling down prior, and we just couldn't hear him with a couple. So, but thankfully, the refs allowed us to probably get a little more time than normal.
And Elvis Merzlikins, in the rhythm that he's got right now, where he's, you know, resting a little bit, playing, how much does that really impact his game? He seems like he's playing really well, giving your team a lot of confidence.
Yeah, what we really liked is his ability to calm things down in the zone. Sure, Elvis makes some spectacular saves, you know, highlight reel saves, but the ones that are fantastic are the ones that he catches when there's, you know, we're stuck in our zone and smothers pucks and, you know, we call it Velcro or whatever, where they hit him and he just holds him. There's not a lot of chaos after it. And he's done a real good job of doing that, but he's also done a really good job of, personally for him, staying calm when things get a little hectic as well. So, yeah, I talk about leadership all the time, and you don't talk about goaltending a lot, but he's led us in a lot of hockey games.
On the winning goal, Marchenko says it's kind of a coach play that he's going up against a forward to try to get to the net, but also probably a little bit of intelligence for him to realize that and make that play. What do you see as a coach on that play, and how nice is it to have a guy that has that ability?
It's clearly all coaching. Clearly.
I teed you up there, didn't I?
Yeah. It's easy, right? It's not me. It's just coaching. Like, somebody coached him, but it wasn't me. You know, we talked about March. Yeah, I don't know what his minutes were. I think he was close to Z tonight. We doubled him every chance we could get. His engine or his recovery rate was phenomenal, and we actually had two other guys going in overtime at that last shift, and he, like, literally eyeballed me to go back on the ice. So, yeah, he's competing his ass off, right? And it's allowed him to have success for his team.
25-36.
Yeah, that's a lot, right? What did Z play?
Z was at 28, I think.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
And
So you've talked about this before. Elvis specifically talked about it tonight. But what does it do for the bench when the crowd is as involved as they were tonight?
It's fantastic, wasn't it? Right from the start. I'm not a huge Star Wars guy, but it certainly had a buzz tonight. We knew it was sold out. And regardless if it's sold out or not, or if it's Star Wars night, our fans are absolutely phenomenal. They've picked us up more times than not throughout the season. We're out on the road forever. Come home, we play one game, and then we're leaving again. But, you know, they showed up and helped us win this hockey game.
It's not often in the middle of the season you get a chance to have back-to-back days off. You mentioned the schedule here, long roadie, home, back out again. How beneficial can this be?
It's fantastic, right? Just mentally, physically, obviously. And the exciting thing is we got two practice days before we go, right? So we kind of get best of both worlds. Sometimes the schedule isn't in your favor and, you know, hasn't been in a few occasions. This is in our favor for sure.
Club announcement for the game that Monahan is out longer than maybe you anticipated. Just your response to that news.
Sucks. Yeah. Do we want, you know, Monty in our lineup? Absolutely. But, you know, he'll get fixed up and people will continue to step up in his absence and we look forward to him coming back. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Tuesday, 10:30, back on the ice.